The booklet is only 32 pages long, but on those 32 pages are millions of dollars in hopes, worries, needs, and wants. Sitka's annual list of legislative priorities includes broad ideas they'd like the state to continue to share revenues, to boost education funding, to fund unfunded mandates, and to fix up the harbors. But it also includes very specific projects.
I would hope that we get some help with our alternate potable water supply.
Mayor Cheryl Westover, right there, talking about Sitka's need to find a temporary source of drinking water while the Blue Lake Dam is under construction. When Blue Lake has been inspected before, every 5 to 10 years or so, the city has used water from Indian River, along with a nearby treatment plant, to provide water to Sitka. But new state regulations would require Sitka to issue a boil water notice if it pulls from Indian River, even with the treatment plant. And the city says that would have ramifications for people with compromised immune systems, as well as restaurants and medical facilities, and so they need to find a new source. Doing so, and doing it before the fall of 2014, will cost $5.1 million, most of which the city hopes the state will pay for. Other requests for state funding include $1.5 million toward a $9 million federally required UV disinfection system for municipal drinking water. The EPA is requiring that to be in place before October 1st of 2014. The city is also hoping the state sends more than $7 million for additional diesel power generation, $8 million to rebuild the bulkhead at the Marine Service Center on Catlian Street, another $6.5 million for a bulkhead dock at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, and more than $4 million to cover half the cost of replacing A and B Harbor. And then there's the roof at Sitka Community Hospital.
It certainly hasn't improved, but it at least keep our fingers crossed it hasn't gotten any worse.
Hugh Hallgren is the administrator of the city-owned hospital, which asked voters to approve a tax increase to pay for a new roof in October. Voters said no. And now?
We are hopeful that Senator Stedman and the legislature, as part of their capital budgeting program, will be able to support a new roof for the hospital and thus for the community of Sitka.
The new roof would cost $1.5 million, which Westover says might be doable on the state level. If not, she says the city will have to figure out how to replace the roof.
I don't know that we can afford to have that roof go through another winter, especially if we have a winter where we have lots of snow. So
the hospital roof, drinking water, diesel generators, new docks, money for the harbors. The list also includes state money for a library expansion, a Centennial Hall expansion, improvements at Moeller Field, paving city streets, improvements to Swan Lake, and more. The requests go before legislators who write the state's capital budget, and that budget gets vetted by both chambers of the legislature before moving on to Governor Sean Parnell. Parnell has line item veto power, and he can pull out individual projects if he doesn't want to fund them. Westover says she knows the city won't get everything it asks for. But she also says Sitka has done pretty well, having a state senator who is co-chair of his chamber's finance committee, and the city has even fared well when it comes to gubernatorial vetoes, at least in recent years.
The governor was pretty darn good to us this last year, so, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't, because I thought the governor, I mean, his veto pen wasn't as heavy-handed as I thought it was going to be this last year.
Still, Westover will be among city officials from across Alaska trying to convince legislators and the governor of their needs when they travel to Juneau in February for the Alaska Municipal League Conference. Until then, Westover says, and really after then, too, the city will wait to see what happens at the state capitol. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.